There can't be a greater sign of desperation than to pick on the U.S. Postal Service as what you're going to run against to beat Don John of Manhattan. By the way, the U.S. Postmaster General yesterday dropped the hammer on Nancy Pelosi and company. Go there, okay, fine. You don't want to. You want to blame us for all this, and you want to try to force all the voting to the mail, and we're telling you we can't handle it while we're trying to get a handle on some reforms. Guess what? We're just going to drop them. How do you like that? No reform. So whatever the capacity is today, that's what the capacity is. So basically, the art of the deal maker, Don John of Manhattan, has basically now called the Democrats' bluff on mail-in voting and gone like, you're not going to use the Postal Service. I'm going to see to it. You may try and steal a couple of votes in a couple of states who absentee ballots, but you're not going to use the official mail-in ballots. Not going to work. I'm not going to let you. And neither is the Postmaster General. And by the way, the post office was doing fine until Democrats started running it. This is the fact. I want to read to you some things about the U.S. Postal Service. Okay. Yesterday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out and said, and what we can, like, do and stuff to, like, support, like, the Postal Service, we can all, like, you know, like, go to the post office and, like, buy stamps and stuff. Did you really just say that? We can go to the post office and to support our, what is this now? Let's support our brave men and women on the front lines of the U.S. Postal Service and mail-in balloting by buying stamps. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. She actually said it, though. We'll play it at Digital Media Fund. Hey, you can't believe, you know what, when Justin played this yesterday, I'm sitting in here minding my own business at Studio D, doing very important business work, and he played, and I went, okay, no way, Nope. I am calling bull on this. No way. There is no way anyone is actually that stupid. She has to be an actress. She's being paid to play a role. There's no way anyone ever got elected to dog catcher who is that vapid and dense and dumb. No way. But we can, like, you know, like, fix it and, like, stuff. And, like, and support, like, the post office with, you know, like, buying, like, stamps. And then they'll get out there and they'll, like, deliver the mail-in ballots for, like, for us. Cha! Here's some facts. When did the post office start losing money? Near as I can tell in my research yesterday, and you can read all about this in the Acting All Crusadery blog, near as I can tell, the first time the post office ran an actual, that they actually had a loss, was in 1993, which is not a coincidence, I don't think, because that's the year that that Bill Clinton took office. In any event, I just want to give you some stats on this. If you don't, the Congressional Budget Office did an audit, and they only went back to 2001. They did this last year. Trump ordered them to audit the post office and to list the profits and loss because he was seeing, okay, why is the mail losing money? This is a simple operation. You buy a stamp, you stick it in the postal in the mailbox. They deliver it. This isn't hard. They've been doing it since the 5th century. How do you lose money? I mean, it really does boggle the mind. Well, number one, you have to get permission from Congress to raise the price of a stamp. The post office can't just go, we need to actually charge like 48 cents per stamp to break even. And then you have Nancy Pelosi that comes along and goes like, wax on, wax off. All roads lead to Putin. 20, 15, 14,000 Ukrainians dead. Once been peace, all in peace. We can't allow our great dreamers and others wax on, wax off, to have to pay full price for stamps. Full price. Congress won't let them raise the price of a stamp. Postmaster General comes out every year and says, 48 cents, problem solved. The Congress goes, no, you got to charge 20. What does a stamp cost today, Maggie? No. Is it 49 cents? Well, maybe it's 68 cents then. In any event, last year, the Trump administration ordered an audit of the post office. Here's what you get. I'm going to read you the profits and losses. Are you ready? 2019, 8.8, and you can see this in the Acting All Crusadery blog. 2019, $8.8 billion loss. It's 55 cents per stamp. Well, they must need 75 cents per stamp now. Whatever it is, Congress has to approve the increase in the stamp rate. I don't know why. That sounds stupid to me, but in any event. 2019, $8.8 billion loss. 18, $3.9 billion loss. 2017, $2.7 billion. 2016, $5.6 billion. 2015, $5.1 billion. 2014, $5.5 billion. 2013, $5 billion. 2012, $15.9 billion loss. By the by, who was in charge of the post office in 2012? The same guy that was in charge of curing cancer. Who was that? Creepy, sleepy, hair-smelly Joe Biden. $15.9 billion. Oh, but Trump is ruined. The post office was making money every year until Trump came along. Not true. 2011, $5.1 billion loss. 2010, $8.5 billion. 2009, $3.8 billion loss. 2008, $2.8 billion. 2007, $5.1 billion loss. Finally, 2006, $900 million surplus. 2005, $1.4 billion surplus. 2004, $3.4 billion, $1 billion surplus. 2003, $3.9 billion surplus. 2002, $676 million loss, a rounding error, you will say. And 2001, a $1.7 billion loss. Looks to me like the losing streak began in 2007. Now, so I went digging. I did this for you. Read all about it in the Acting All Crusadery blog. I just put the link in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. What happened in 2006? Well, I'll tell you what happened in 2006. The Nancy Pelosi Congress in 2007 passed the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act. What was that? A sop and a giveaway to bribe Postal Service Workers Union, to bribe Postal Service Union workers into voting for Democrats. They bribed them with a guaranteed pension and fewer years to get to the pension. That's the problem today, one of the major problems with the post office. Now, they got 55 cent stamps, so why can't they catch up? Why can't the Postal Service make ends meet? Then you go back to Amazon now. And they're never going to get rid of this. They'll never fix this problem until they start telling Jeff Bezos, dude, you can take all the packages and send them through FedEx or DHL or UPS or whatever. We can't extend that rate to you any longer. Now, if I'm President Trump, I'm going to write an executive order, and I'm going to order the post office. He is the executive, after all. He actually had this is within his power. You can actually order the USPO to charge the same rate for all postal services as is charged to Amazon. Now, I just have a question. Why should I, Mike Church, why should Maggie O'Connell, I'll pick a couple names out of the chat room, why should Donna Sue Barry, why should Jaws Will or Aaron Barker or any of you, or Miss Cindy or any of you, Ted in New Jersey, why should you guys and us and me, why should we have to pay $7-8 for a priority mail package. Just stick it in a priority mail envelope. When Jeff Bezos can ship the exact same thing for $2.10. Why am I? That sounds to me like highway robbery. Imagine if Bezos is Amazon, the satanic tyrant that he is. Imagine if they actually had to pay for everything the way that the rest of us have to pay for it. With the president tweeting this out yesterday, I'm sensing, because he hates Bezos. He can't stand Bezos. I'm sensing that there may be a change at the Postal Service if Don John is reelected. And there should be.